Well, welcome to the second Sunday of Advent. Last week, the first Sunday of Advent, if you're counting, we dealt with the apocalypse, also known as the second coming, as we always do. That is, once we got done talking about Advent candles, remember, purple, purple, pink, purple, and sometimes white, right? Today and next Sunday as well, we will talk about John the Baptist, as we always do. And on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we will talk about Mary. These are the readings and the topics that we always talk about in Advent. The apocalypse, John the Baptist, John the Baptist again, and Mary, and not Mary in Bethlehem. You can set your watches by them. The problem is that, I don't know about you, but I want it to be Christmas already. For sure, skip the apocalypse. Skip John the Baptist twice, both times. He is kind of a killjoy, isn't he? And you can even skip Mary unless there's no room for her in the inn. And why, though, then, if you're like me and you want to run to the manger, if you want to have Christmas now, why can't we just have it? Why do we go through all of this? The reason why is because we're not ready to receive the baby yet. We haven't done our Advent homework. And that work is prayer and confession and repentance. Even as we have hope and joy peace and love, preparation, we still have to do our work. So that's what we're going to do. This is a new beginning. Our reading comes from the first verse and first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. This is a new beginning. So meet John for the first time. He is a baptizer and a prophet and a wild-eyed, loud preacher. He's a little odd, wouldn't you say? He has weird clothes, very out of style. He has a weird diet. He's got nothing on keto or Atkins. It's for John, it's all locusts, all honey, all the time. In Advent, we are told to wait quietly. We used to sing that to our kids. Quietly, in Advent we wait, right? But John the Baptist is loud. John says, hey, I've got something to say. And it goes like this. This is good news. Jesus from Nazareth, my cousin, a sometime carpenter, that guy is the Messiah. the Christ, the anointed one, anointed to be the one and only King, the one that we have been waiting for. And now, finally, he's coming. And oh, by the way, he is also the Son of God. Now, I know that the emperor, Caesar, calls himself the Son of God, but Jesus is the real deal. And if you listen, you can hear the people that heard this for the first time say, really? That is a very unlikely choice for a king and Son of God. But I like that preacher, John. And if he says it's time to rally around Jesus as the king, to go to war against the Roman soldiers, the Roman invaders, the infidel, well then, giddy up, let's go. Let me get my sword. But John says, well, it's not exactly like that. You all need to go to war with your sins first. So repent, friends. Get your heart right. What I'm doing, John says, is I'm preparing the way for Jesus, is spreading the word ahead of time. Kind of like some of the prophets of old, like Elijah or Isaiah or Micah. I'm like that one we've heard about, again, in Isaiah. I'm like a voice of one calling out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. So you all also prepare the way, prepare your hearts. Whatever was crooked in your hearts, try to make it right. And be baptized. Because if you can't straighten yourself out by yourself, fall on grace. Because the one that is coming to forgive sins, mine and yours. So repent. And repent just means that, you know, the word repent gets a bad rap. The word just means turn around. That's it. Turn around. Stop going in the wrong direction. Turn around. Repent. Try it. It's okay. You can do it. And if you fail, Jesus will pick you up in love always. So that was John's message, his herald of good tidings. And you know, the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people in Jerusalem were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. And we can too. That's the reason for this season. This is the reason for Advent, to prepare. We're not ready yet to receive Jesus. We're working on it. But we still have more to do, more prayer, more turning back. As I said last week, it just won't do to sprint to Christmas, to sprint to the manger. Advent is a slow journey as we walk prayerfully, day by day, with Joseph and Mary leading the way. And though our culture tells us that Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving and ends on Christmas Day, if you have kids, not far from dawn, in a melee of mauled wrapping paper and half-eaten candy canes and batteries not included. In fact, real Christmas starts on sundown, Christmas Eve, and runs for 12 days. Not to remind us about partridges in pear trees or maids of milking or lords of leaping, but to remind us, after all, that the eternal Son of God took on flesh as a baby, a child, a man, in times so that you and I could, in time, be saved and live forever in love. Saints, that is worth a wait. It's worth a couple more weeks. It's fine, I promise. It's fine and good and a joyful thing to love early cultural Christmas. So, you know, deck the halls, put up your tree, put the lights on. But as we deck the halls, remember that we prepare for a more excellent reality. Jesus is coming. Be ready for him. He deserves your preparation. Amen.